But is it really going to matter in 5 years?
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Hope everybody's having a fantastic week. We are tired.
So tired.
So if you guys went and looked in your subscription today and realized Mike and Talia didn't come out with a new episode this morning, we're recording it actually right now, and immediately after we're done with this, is going to be put into effect on the internet, right?
Yes.
So why didn't we knock this stuff out?
We got back from Funnel Hacking Live.
Yep. Click Funnels event, Funnel Hacking Live. We were gone from
We were gone from Tuesday to Saturday, and we got back late Saturday night, and we hadn't seen our kids in like 5 days, so we decided to spend some time with them. Our day turned into a long night because we still had tons to do. Even though we were on vacation, we were able to sell a bunch of stuff, which was good. We were able to just keep the momentum going, because instead of shutting our businesses down, which is what a lot of people do when they go on vacation, we decided that we would just extend the time, the processing, handling time for all of our different businesses to make sure that we could still make the sales. Because a lot of times if people see that you are, well, if you're on vacation, you're not going to sell anything. And that's what they're thinking. So you go on vacation, they look at your stuff, they like it, but they're not going to buy it because you're on vacation, your store's shut down. So we do our best not to shut down our store, not to put up the on vacation sign for anything, and just extend our handling time so that when we come back, we can process it and we won't be late. And the customers are aware of that because they expect a 5-6 day handling time.
And truthfully, nobody, well, eBay, a lot of people probably do expect a longer handling time anyway, because it's not easy to find, believe it or not. You have to go deep in the description to figure out the actual handling time, how soon you can expect it. eBay puts on there like, you know, expected by so-and-so date. And I was shipping stuff last night. It was like expected to be there by March 14th. I'm like, it's like the 24th. Like how? I don't know what way I can ship this to be that slow. But either way, that's what we did. We increased our handling time. This is a tip, actually a very good one, because we lost a ton of money when we went on a vacation in Florida. 5 business days equals 1 week, you know, because you got a weekend, right? So we just increased our handling time to 5 days. We did not put anything on vacation. We had a massive pile of stuff we had to ship, over 30-some items this week. And that's pretty good, saying we literally did nothing for – I haven't put anything on eBay for a couple weeks. We still sold that much.
Yeah.
And we sold stuff on Poshmark, which we haven't talked about you guys with. We sold stuff on Etsy. We sold stuff on eBay. We sold stuff on Amazon, all of it that we fulfilled. And our Amazon business at FBA obviously just kept running and running and running. We just checked our pricing on the daily, every day. So that was pretty nice. It was something we've never done before, because we're always scared to do that, because truthfully, people complain, and I know this because they make apps now that screw over the Amazon sellers that, you know, because their item got shipped and got to their customer's house in 3 days instead of 2. So now people complain and they get a refund back, and who gets to pay for the refund? People like me and Talia. So that sucks, but another good tip. All we did was immediately after items sold, we contacted the actual customer and told them, we are out on a business trip. We will be back on Sunday. We'll immediately ship these out, and they'll be to you as soon as possible. And plus, all the shipping rates methods we use get there in 2 to 3 days anyway.
Yeah. So, and, you know, all of our customers were good with that because we stayed in communication with them. Yeah. Another tip. Always communicate with your customers, because then their expectation will be what you're presenting to them, not what they're imagining in their heads. Oh my gosh, I ordered this on Tuesday. I haven't heard from the seller. They're not going to send it to me. Let's leave them a bad feedback because it took so long for me to get it. Instead, now my customer's happy because I went and I contacted them, letting them know it won't be in the mail till Monday. Is that okay? They said, yes, we're good to go.
Yeah. And if you want to go, I did not do this for eBay, but I tell you, wrote handwritten notes, put them into the shipments for Poshmark and Etsy, and just giving a little touch of just whatever, right?
Yeah.
And if you guys are watching this live on video on YouTube, this is what an office looks like behind us. I forgot. We didn't really cover things up. So, yes, there's rubbing alcohol. Well, not rubbing. What are they called? Hand sanitizer back here. There's Pokemon cards. There's fine china, pair of shoes. If you look up top, we got Thanos and Harley Quinn and, like, a whole bunch of different types of things. And shelving over here, which we never show. We literally, this is our office. We have everything right here that we need. And, yeah, just being a little more transparent today that this is kind of what it looks like. It's not like an office where everything's positioned perfectly all the time and it looks nice. This is what a hardworking reseller office looks like. Period, case closed, right?
Yep. All right, guys. So if you have not followed us on Facebook yet, facebook.com/MIB podcast. And always check out the website, themibpodcast.com. We are still looking for people to interview. We've got a couple more people coming up. So we're excited about that. But we are always looking for more people. So if you're married and in business, or you're in business and you think that your business might be perfect for our listeners, then definitely reach out to us. info@themibpodcast.com. We will get in contact with you and let you know if we think you're a good fit. So send out those emails. Let us know. We also want to hear your success stories. So if you started out and you started to make your first $100, $50, $1,000, we want to hear about that so we can share your success with everybody who's listening.
Yeah. And we have actually some coming up we're producing this week, which is going to be a 7-day to profit challenge for people on eBay. So we're going to actually be producing this. We'll have the link in our website and the YouTube video bio, and we'll actually put everything together this week, and we'll give you updates on the way of how that's going to work. But literally, it's going to go from zero to profitable in eBay in 1 week. Most businesses take 5 years to become profitable. We're talking about 1 week. So you're not going to want to miss that. Today's episode, do you remember what episode we're on?
Episode 83.
Good, because I forgot.
Well, that's why I'm here, honey.
That's why we're here.
All right. So today is married and your mindset steers your memories.
Before we start, I am, like, if you're watching this on video, I am white. Oh my God. And next to you, of course I am. But I mean, I need a tan, right? We need a vacation.
We'll work on that.
So, mindset steers your memory. And I had a different idea when I came up with the idea of the podcast. I always come up with all the different themes.
You always do?
Always. And Talia does not. So, but I got her to write down notes of what she thought about it from what the title was, which goes in two different directions. So hopefully this will make sense, but I think we're going to go in two different directions. But
it's good. It's going to line up perfectly.
You have two different opinions on what this means of your mindset steers your memories. Go for it, Talia.
All right, guys. So with your mindset steering your memories, don't mind him because he'll probably be over here making faces. But so with your mindset steering your memories, I want you to take 2 seconds and think about the last place that you lived. All right. Was it a good place to live? Was it a bad place to live? So kind of think about that. Now, after thinking about that, how do you feel? Like, how did living there make you feel? So after thinking about that, we have moved a few different times, right?
A few.
And, you know, certain places.
To give you an idea, I'm pretty sure it's over 20 times. Over 20 times in the last, we've been married for almost 13 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So when we think about maybe one of the houses, well, the house that we got evicted from, like, could be bad memories because we got evicted. Or we could be focused on the good times that we had in that house, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever, a house isn't good or bad. The place you live isn't good or bad, right? It's the memories that you have from living there that could be good or bad. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's a house where you were married and you got divorced in that house might give you those bad feelings and you think that that was a bad place to live. It had bad memories. And so it kind of steers you in the direction of negativity, where when you take everything that you had that was positive and that's your main focus, it steers you into a positive direction so that you can say, no, actually, I really loved living there because of this, this, and this. And you think about those positive things. And so that kind of leads into what Mike was going to say about steering your memories.
What I came about, and this is from, I'm not sure where it was. I was driving somewhere and I was looking at, I saw something. We were in Richmond, Virginia, and I used to live there, one of the places we lived. and I used to work for a advertising company, right? So when we drove down the street, I'm like, hey, that used to be my office right around the corner here. And immediately it just brought up all the people I worked with that I really loved working with. Now, the funny thing is that advertising job, to give you a short story, I finished number one my first year, second year. They changed the comp plan, completely screwed us over. They changed the way the ads were going out to our customers, completely screwed over all my 300 customers that I worked really hard to please. And I knew that all of a sudden I was selling something that was complete garbage, meaning it just would not bring a ROI, return on investment, to the advertising dollars of my customers, making me look like the bad guy, making me lose money, making me not want to sell their crap, right? And this is the same guy, like I said, that I was number one 2 years in a row, probably going to be 3 years in a row. And I now was guilty for selling this stuff, which led me to not selling it at all, right? Now, mindset-wise, you would think that was a bad experience. I had a job that the company just didn't care about the customers and whatever. And that's true. They cared about making money. And they just didn't have the right business model, you know, looking at it now, to make sure that, okay, we can't let 55 people have their hands on this one thing. That being said, when I drove by that day, all I thought about was the good memories I had with all the sales guys that I worked with. And I'm still friends with all of them today, right? So you think, just like how you talked about the eviction we had, what, it was 8-9 years ago. That was terrible time. But then when we drive by that neighborhood, we talk about how much we like the layout of the house. We never even talk about the fact that, you know, they, you know, put a notice on our door for us to get out. The whole point of all this, what I say is, I heard this a long time ago, that it does not matter in 5 years. It just doesn't matter, right? Don't give life to something that seems so bad at the moment, but in 5 years, you won't even think about it, or it won't be a bad memory anyway, right?
Yeah. So what we mean by that is, you know, if your car breaks down, and it's frustrating. Yes, we've all had that happen.
We had two cars blow up in the same day.
Yeah. So that's fun. But if your car breaks down, you can get all in, you know, in a huff and a puff and all upset about, you know, your situation and where you are right in that moment, right? But if you think about, okay, is this situation going to matter in 5 years? No, let's move on from it, right? You deal with what you have to deal with, but you don't let it affect your emotions. You don't let it steer your memories to a bad, negative place. You take all the positive and push it forward, right? In the front of your mind. And then you're able to move past things a lot faster than most people, because most people are lingering on, you know, oh, my mom treated me bad. Oh, my dad treated me bad. Well, is that going to matter in 5 years? Are you living with them in 5 years? Are they controlling your life in 5 years? No, these are the things you have to decide. It's a decision to get over those things. It's a decision to move forward and to be in a better place than where you are in that moment.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You think about that. I mean, this is a podcast about marriage and in business, right? We're married and in business. We talk a lot about business, talk a lot about marriage. So let's talk about a little bit of both. Like when Talia messes up, right? And she makes us have these big blowout fights. And this is how it works, right? You know, guys will go through the head and they'll come up with every bad thing that the wife has ever done, or their girlfriend's ever done, a spouse, whatever, partner. And then you'll go out there and you'll be like, you know what? I'm leaving her. I can't stand her. You know, she hates me, doesn't like me, probably like somebody else, blah, blah. You get a million things in your head, right? And then maybe that night you just take a break, you go to sleep. And the next day, you're like, I don't even remember what we fought about. And that's how it usually is. There hasn't been really a lasting fight that I could think of that I could point at and say, that was the worst time in my marriage. I can't think of anything, right?
Yeah.
And Talia's not the best wife.
I am the best wife.
The whole point of all this saying is, like, we make big things out of small things, right? It literally lasts, if we've made a commitment, at least to last, you know, forever, be married forever. You literally don't even think about that a couple of days later. You don't remember it. You can't say, yeah, I remember on March 17th, you know, St. Patrick's Day, you know, 2006, you sure were a jerk to me, you know, and I don't remember why, but I remember how mad I was, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. I'm sure now women have long lasting memories, so I don't think that goes with them, right?
That's not true.
You guys are just trying to figure out what we're going to eat the next day.
I think it has a lot to do with your personality. It could have a lot to do with your background, how you were raised. And also, you know, maybe what you saw growing up. Did you see long, these things where people were always drudging up the past and making a big deal out of it. You know, again, it's your decision whether you're going to live like that or not. Mike and I, like, yeah, we fight. We love hard. We fight hard. So it happens. It happens. And I think we have a great marriage, and I don't think about every single fight we've ever had. I think about all the fun stuff, because in the end we committed to life together, right? We didn't commit to, you know, until we get in the next fight and it's over, because that's what you would be looking for, right? We committed to the future. We committed to growing things together. So that is our focus, not the past, not the fights, not the angry and hurt times. We focus on the positive and where we see our future together. So if you can change your mindset, and I mean, sometimes it takes forgiveness, even when the person's not sorry. Sometimes they're not sorry. It doesn't matter. You made a commitment for life in front of God, family, and friends. Whether you believe in God or not, he was there. And so you have to, you know, we believe that once you sign those papers, say I do, there is no exit. There's no escape route. So you have to figure out how you're going to get past those times where it's not the best. You know, we said in good times and bad, right? Sometimes there's bad times. What are you going to do? How are you going to get past that? And what's your focus going to be? Because I think your focus will determine what you do, how you feel. And if you're focused, like in the moment, yes, you will be pain, you know, you'll be in pain, you'll be hurt, you'll be angry, you'll be tired of crap, right? But after that moment has passed, do you stay there? No.
Yeah, just like Taya said, literally, you have to be, your mindset is controlled by where you're putting your, well, where you're focusing on, right? If you focus on the past, and the past hurts especially, it's not, you're never going to move forward, right? But if you're focusing on the future, that is where you can grow. That's where you can get, where you can gain everything you ever wanted, right? So the whole point is, like right now, we're so future mindset. And I think we've done a pretty good job of forgiveness and things like that. We were at a conference this weekend, and they're like, close your eyes and to yourself, just forgive that person that you're holding on, that grudge, whatever. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't think of anybody that I'm like, I ain't too worried about. I mean, got no problems, you know? I love everybody from a distance, even if they're mean to me. So that's okay. And that was cool, right? It means I wasn't putting too much stock in the past and being mad at people for stuff that they did or whatever they did at the time. And I think that's a good thing for all of us to learn how to do. Just kind of like, it's over, it's done. What can, nothing I can do about it. Can't, I don't have a time machine yet. I'm working on that. And that's cool, right? And then now let's move. And well, before I go to business, just think about what I said about all the past problems and things like that. Know that I forgot what the, I think the stats in the, over in the 90% is, percentages of people, all basically all fights are due to, for marriages and why they basically eventually break up or from lack of income, right? So we're this business, this podcast is all about making money online anyway, or making money period. And we have brought in people that own gyms and they own real estate companies. So it's all about working together to create a nice future. So just work on that, and you won't be part of the 98% or whatever the, you know, divorce rate is these days. So now let's talk about business and keeping your mind off that. Now, me and Taya look back at our magazine. We talked about that before, right? It's been over, what, 5 years since we had to shut it down.
Yeah.
Due to, well, we'll just call them, difference of opinion between us and the franchise owner.
Yeah.
But that was, at the time, that was a rough thing, right?
Yeah.
And it was something that Taya, at the time, she hated it, and then she loved it. Like, she really, it was her magazine. She had these people that she talked to that advertised with her, and they were friends, and she grew a huge network. And at the time, that was, like, devastating that we had to shut it down, because that was the month where all of a sudden people were calling us to advertise, right?
Which doesn't happen.
Yeah, which never happens. And no one once has ever called me and said, hey, can I, you know, advertise in your with Google with you? And no, they never do that. You have to go and talk to them and sell them. These people sold themselves because they loved magazine and what it stood for and the people. And that was rough. Now today we're like, at any time we've talked about it, I don't know, a dozen times, like, you want to start the magazine back up? Just start it. You know, we don't even live there no more. There's no comp, what they called, non-compete anymore. It's been 2 years. I'm like, we can start a magazine right now. And we're like, no, don't want to.
Yeah, but, you know, the thought is, in that moment, we were kind of heartbroken that this business that we had built, taken our time and effort and built these relationships and built the business, and we had to say, so is this going to matter in 5 years? Mm-hmm. Right? Is it really going to matter? Is this going to be the definition of our life? Because really, that's the choice that you're making. You're defining your life by what you're focused on, yep. Right? You walk around and you see these people who have RBF. And if you don't know what that means, it's when your face is stuck in a permanent frown and people are looking at you wondering what's wrong with you. And you think that you're fine, right? But it shows on your face. It really does. Like, it shows on your face, like, what you've been through. And so it, people can tell that you're still in that moment, whatever it was. They might not know the moment, but like, that's what that is. That's how it's reflecting in your face. But either way, you have to, you know, when that happened for us, the magazine being shut down, we figured out very quickly, like, okay, on to the next thing, right? Because our business did not define us. We define who we are and where we go, not our failures, not our setbacks. We make a choice. Okay, that's gone and done. What are we going to do next? And you might not know right away, but you will figure it out.
Yep.
And in five years later, are we upset about the magazine being shut down? Nope, I'm good. We've got our Amazon business. We've got all these things going on that, you know, everything's a stepping stone. If we had not done that, we would not be in the next place, right? And then the next place, and then the next place, and to where we are right now. And this is not going to be, by any means, our final place. So we're always looking for what the next step is, how we grow this, how we grow that, how we help people next. So those are the things that you focus on in those moments.
Yeah, and to give you an idea, too, you know, we started this magazine. We had to shut it down. But one of the positive effects of it is literally there's another woman that Talia kind of, we were going to sell her the magazine, the rights to it. She wanted to go, she didn't want to go in a different route. I'm not sure what happened, but she ended up starting her own magazine. And as of today, as far as I know, it's doing really well. And it looks extremely professional, probably much more professional than ours. And she had to learn how to sell and get out of her shell. And that's the ripple effect of sometimes a bad thing, but at the time we had networked with people, and eventually now she has her own magazine that's doing great, right? Yeah. And at the time it looked really bad and for us, but you never know what it might lead to, something good for somebody else, right? Yeah. So same thing, like I'm trying to think of the network marketing. We were in network marketing for, I think, 6 years, and we never made any money from it. But if you ask us today, like, why are we successful, or why are we even still in business, right? Doing, doing all the things that we do. It's because we failed in network marketing.
Yeah.
Right. I would never got that sales job if I didn't learn people skills and how to sell based off network marketing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out how to actually get people in our group, but I didn't know how to, I could sell advertising because I've learned, you know, proper persuasion, helping people and people skills, period, case closed. Everything we had today is because we failed in that.
Yep.
Because if not, you know, Talia was a school teacher back in the day. I was a electrical designer moving towards being an electrical engineer. And that's probably what we'd be doing today. We'd be doing okay? Probably. We'd probably make 150 grand. We'd have tons of school loans still, even worse than we already have now. And, you know, it would be whatever. I don't know. Would we be happy? We'd be happy with our marriage, I bet. But probably not. We'd have like an emptiness inside that just wasn't fulfilled, right? It's right. Like, what do they call it? What's the Bible say? The something heart makes you sick. What the heck is that?
Oh
my gosh. So we're sitting here on a live episode. We can't even think of it, right? Okay. So hope deferred makes the heart sick. That's it. There you go. Luckily, I'm here. So hope deferred makes the heart sick. And that is right. If you have this burning desire in your heart to go chase your dreams and you don't chase it, that will make you so sick, right? You don't regret the things that you tried and failed on. You regret the things you didn't try that you knew you needed to, the things you're supposed to go after, the dreams you're supposed to chase. And that's just the way it is, right? We put it on our dream board a month ago. I said, Talia, I really want to go to Funnel Hacking Live. I don't know how, it's a lot of money. We have a lot going on. I'm not sure if, you know, we can't really afford it because we got things going here, here, and here, right? And Talia's like, well, we'll print it out. We'll throw it on the wall. we'll just hope, you know, if something comes up. And sure enough, we have another company. We said, why don't we put it on their tab? And then our partners agreed. It was a great way to, you know, learn different things. And sure enough, we were at Funnel Hacking Live last week. You know, these things you just focus on and put good energy towards, at least try to come up with strategies to make things happen. You know, they happen, right? Focus, yeah. Right, focusing on what we need to. And we actually had one of the best, I guess, what do you call it? It was almost like the sponge overfloweth, if you ever heard of that before. We got so much in that it was like, oh, can't hold anymore. You know, we're just trying to keep everything still in our brain. So we had to just, you know, we're like throwing up on our paper, writing down ideas. And we're like, where's a laptop? We can fix this. Do it right now. But yeah. And then we get home and we're like, oh, we got to work on eBay. I don't want to. Because we have so much other stuff to do.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? Like, off on a tangent a little bit there. But yeah, the same thing. Your mindset steers your memories. Your whatever you're thinking of, whatever you're putting a value to gets valued. So is there anything else you want to add to the business part or marriage or anything else?
No, I mean, I think if you can just stay focused on your goal, stay focused on what you're trying to achieve, what you want your life to look like, learn how to forgive, learn how to move on, and learn how to make changes that will benefit you, I think it would change everything. So go do that.
Yep, go do that, guys. It's easy to focus on the bad stuff. Focus on the good stuff. Good things will come about, and that's just the way it is. And the stuff that you, trust me, the things you're putting value to today, the bad things in your life, you won't think about the freaking tire that blew up today, you know? You won't think about, oh, man, I got to pay personal property tax, right? You don't think about that stuff in 5 years. You don't even remember that you did it, and that's just the way it is. So don't give too much value to things today because it probably don't mean anything tomorrow. So, all right, is there any closing? You got anything else to say?
No, guys, just make sure that you're following us on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. And don't forget, send in those success stories, info@themibpodcast.com.
Go ahead and hit us up on Instagram @themibpodcast. And we're on there now trying to get on there daily. We're over 300 big followers now. There's a bunch of shysters on Instagram, I'll tell you what. But we go up like 50 a day, then go down 25, go up 70, go down 54.
It's but a roller coaster ride.
So you guys go out there and help us. We're going to give you all this free information. So you guys help us by subscribing to on YouTube, hitting us up on Instagram, hit us with a DM, and we'll reach out to you right back. We are here to help you. Obviously, hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere else. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. Email us. This is all the marching orders I have, and I hope you have a fantastic
day. Bye, guys.